The dispute between Russia and Ukraine over natural gas couldn't have been more timely for the Czech EU presidency, which has made energy security one of its three priorities for its 6 months in charge of the European Union. The Czech Republic is holding a number of conferences on energy security, one of which on the electricity market took place last week in Ostrava. On the fringes of that conference, I caught up with the Czech Republic's ambassador at large for energy, Václav Bartuška, and asked him why the Czechs had chosen to highlight the theme of energy.
Well, we had put a lot of money and thought and investment and work in energy security a long time before it became fashionable. We built, in 1990s, the major pipelines to the west, started to buy natural gas from Norway. So it's not a new thing for us. And we looked, 2 years ago, when we were planning our presidency, we looked at around Europe and looked for the fields which we thought were, well, let's say, underrepresented. And energy seemed to us a natural choice.
Your timing was certainly impeccable. Just a few days after you took the presidency, this crisis between Russia and Ukraine over gas supplies erupted and affected the whole of Europe, in particular countries to the east of Europe. That said, has this crisis changed anything for the Czech presidency? Has it brought the need to secure Europe's energies into sort of sharper relief?
It helped us a lot with, I would say, public relations effort, definitely. And I'm very thankful to Kremlin and Kiev for organizing this so well. That being said, I don't think that we should be that much influenced by a single crisis, be it with Russia or in future with some other countries, because we should really think in long term, not what happened last week, because that would always leave us just chasing the events, not actually being ahead of it.
Seems to me that the real obstacle standing in the way, not only the Czech presidency, but in Europe as a whole, is money. I mean, we can talk about diversification and building new pipelines, but the thing is, countries have to pay for them. How are you going to get them to do that?
We have a saying in Czech, who wants looks for the ways to do it, who doesn't want looks for reasons not to do it. And I think that's very precise. If we find that we need to interconnect Europe to be better able to withstand the future crises, we will find the money, I'm pretty sure about that.
It's an expensive business, though.
Is it really? You know, when we started to buy Norwegian gas in 1997, the press dubbed it very fast, so-called expensive Norwegian gas. Well, guess what? It was the only gas which entered our country during this crisis in January this year. I don't think it was really expensive. It's the only one. So energy, the warmth of our houses, the gasoline for our cars, the electricity for our lives, that's something we take for granted. Once you start to realize that we could actually have severe shortage of any of these, those investments don't look particularly daunting, I would say.
Czech ambassador at large for energy, Václav Bartuška.